After winding its way through the remaining histone octamers of the 30-nanometer fiber, you'll have something like this, an extensive collection of DNA loops, all of which constitute a single DNA duplex strand, which enters and exits at the points shown. In case it's not completely obvious, the perspective of this drawing is purposely distorted, with the DNA pathways being perfectly upright with respect to the y-axis, but the plane of the protein being tilted towards us, so that we can see its upper surface. In a more realistic drawing, the protein would be viewed edge-on, perpendicular to the y-axis, but then I'd have no way to portray the threading of the DNA through the six histone octamers. By way of preview, let me say now that I'm going to show you a full-scale model of this structure a few slides down, and on that scale, much of the detail shown here will be lost. There are 24 individual looped DNA strands in this slide, which are arranged as six groupings of four looped DNA structures each, now enumerated at the top of the slide. In the full-scale drawing, to be shown a few slides down, it will be impossible to portray each of the four looped structures separately, and as you'll see, each of the six groups will appear to be six individual thick green strands. This will become clear when we get to that slide. It's important to note that there are no twists in this mass of precisely positioned DNA loops. Let's return momentarily to the cross-sectional view to make sure we're properly considering this all-important aspect of the structure.